Night Show.
Copy.
Middays on the Score.
Top of the Hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are battling to become the first franchise in the American Hockey League's 84-year history to win the division title 4 years in a row. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Not everybody thinks that Chris Bryant is necessarily going to be moved imminently.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting to hear from John Heyman on the Mully and Haw show earlier this morning. And if you missed that, use the radio.com app to go back and take a listen to it. Or you could listen to us talk about it with Sahad of Sharma.
Yeah, and if you were listening closely, you heard Joe Sheehan say that the Cubs are in a different position than the Red Sox because the Cubs, he thinks, are the co-favorites to win the division. So it makes you feel a little bit better. Sahad of Sharma is on Twitter at Sahad of Sharma, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. So here, as camp inches closer, where are you on the Chris Bryant trade-o-meter?
I feel like I haven't really shifted much since, you know, for the last few months. You know, it feels like you hear something, you hear a little rumor and try and track it down, and it all leads to the same place, that nothing's imminent or nothing's close or they're hardly in deep discussions or anything like that. So it doesn't seem like anything's about to happen. Of course, that can change quickly. You can hear something that drastically changes, yeah, everyone's opinion or feeling on the situation. But right now, obviously, it seems like Atlanta isn't going to be aggressive in pursuing Bryant right now during the spring. But we'll see what other teams pop up, and the Phillies' name keeps popping up. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what teams are going to be aggressive and if they actually get something done in the next few weeks.
So we've done the whole philosophical discussion about whether trading Mookie Betts is good baseball, good for the game, and we've twisted our hands and stuff and gotten all worked up about it. And to be quite honest, I'm tired of doing it. Give me 5 minutes, and then I'll get all worked up again, though. Do you think that, from a baseball perspective, do you think that the return for Mookie Betts is a necessarily good or bad thing for what the Cubs might be able to get if they are indeed invested in trading Chris Bryant?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends how valuable that second year is. And I tend to think of it as pretty valuable. So in my mind, I've always thought that you're never going to get, what people look at as fair value for someone as talented as Chris Bryant, right? It's really hard to do that in today's game, just right. The way GMs cling to prospects and all that stuff. But if you get, I think you need a little bit more. You need two guys like they got, like the Red Sox got, one that you hope the second piece isn't someone with injury, red flag. And then you need a little bit more, I think, if you're the Cubs. I mean, you need a depth piece there as far as whether it's like a guy that's ready for the rotation right now at the back end that can give you innings or a flyer in at high A, whatever it may be. I'm just saying, I think you need at least a third piece and maybe even a fourth. That's just the way I'm looking at it. I'm sure the Cubs are looking at it even more aggressively. So I'd be very surprised if anybody would be satisfied with that exact return. I feel like that has to be a baseline. And you're looking at that essentially as like two top 100 prospects, right? And sure, probably a little bit higher. Maybe you could argue top 50 prospect.
What of the idea around trading Bryant and packaging